Dale, can you tell us a little bit about how current crop conditions are looking?
Well, our corn crop out there, it needs a drink. You know, this dry weather wasn't what we needed at the time. After pollination, we're trying to do grain fill on those ears. And it really works with all crops and all plants, for that matter. You know, we'd like to have an inch of rain a week. We haven't had, I'm not sure we've had an inch of rain in a month in some locations. You know, we've had a few spots that have got some timely rains, and that's going to make a big difference for those farmers in those areas. They're going to get some production. But a lot of that corn crop out there is, you know, a little lighter on ear weight. They're tipped back where, pollination, wasn't quite good. We aborted kernels on the end of the ears. So that's going to cut into yields. How much? We don't know. But you couple that with the early season where we had a lot of rainy, wet areas, and there's some areas of those fields that just don't have the production because those wet areas were drowned out or, really poor stands. So you take out some acres there, you take out a little reduction in yield from the dry weather and the tip back on the ears, and we're not looking at a record crop in Marion County. Hopefully we're looking at a better crop on average than we had last year, because it was a down year, it was a wet year, and we had some issues last year. So we're hoping that maybe we'll still get some timely rains and still get some fill on that corn crop.
So as compared to last year with corn and beans and even hay, is it looking about the same right now? Are we a little ahead of where it looked last year or a little behind?
Yeah, really last year, that wet year really dropped us down. If we look over the last 5 years, we average 150 bushels of corn and close to 50 bushel of beans. So we'd like to at least make average. And, looking at some of the yield estimates out there now, we've got several fields that we think will come in around 150 bushel, but we've also got some down at 120, and there's some up, 180. So we're not going to have those higher yields that we'd hope for. Maybe the fertility could have been an issue in some of those fields because all the wet weather early, maybe a little lack of nitrogen, but a lot of it is just compilation of the weather this year. But we're still hoping that, we may not have our top yields, but maybe we'll be 10-15% less than that and still come out with a good crop.
And there's a report recently out that said 12% of corn and 12% of beans overall in the state was in probably poor condition, a little bit worse than the report that previously came out statewide. Is that about what Marion County is at, would you say?
That's in the ballpark. We've liked the state report. We've slid as the year's gone along. We had a really high percentage of our cropland that was good to excellent as we went into mid-July. But over the last 6 weeks, we've really started to reduce that. So having poor crop on 15% of the ground, that's probably reasonable for this area.
And with pasture land also, pasture land maybe isn't in that great a condition because it's dry out. You see a lot of grass turning brown in yards, and obviously it's even harder to water pasture than it is to water your front yard. Are there concerns about that for, say, the beef cattle out there and the dairy pasturing?
Yeah, really, pasture and hay production, both. Those pastures, you got a lot of cool season grasses that are going dormant. They're grazed down. You've got weed competition out there, so they're really not producing well unless you were able to rotate or defer some of that grazing. And our hay production, our second cutting wasn't very heavy. We had a decent first cutting because we had a lot of rain, even though it was put up late. But then our second cutting wasn't quite as good as what we'd hoped for. And the third cutting has not done well because we just haven't had the moisture to really produce the tonnage that we'd like to have. So looking ahead, going into fall, hopefully we'll get some rains. We'll get a little recovery in those pastures so we can get more grazing done. And then also get some hay put up to get through the winter. We don't know what kind of winter we're going to be looking at. That's going to be here before we want to think about it.
Yeah. And now with all these crop conditions, are you noticing any differences in any different parts of the county, or is it just pretty much all across the board?
Well, I think you notice more in the lower quality soils to higher quality soils. The better soils that have a little more moisture capacity, those crops are looking better. And we've had some areas of the county, I know in some spots in the western part of the county, they've had probably an inch and a half of rain, where some areas in the central southern part of the county didn't get those. That's a lot of difference at this time of the year. When you look at grain fill on corn, or whether it's pods and soybean grain fill on those pods, this time of year in August can really make the yield. So if you got a timely rain, that's probably going to pay off pretty well for you.
And for those that may not be as in touch with the farming community, what are the farmers looking to do about this time of year? Are we looking at if we're getting corn silage off? When is harvest going to start coming along?
I think we've got some corn silage that's going to be starting right about now or next week. It's kind of getting right there, you know, depending on certain conditions. So I think we'll be doing some silage. We don't do a lot of total silage acres in the county. We're still primarily grain production. So, but as we go into harvest, you know, we're going to be getting a little more dry down as those crops mature. Then it's just looking at moisture percentage and dry down. And hopefully we can get a timely rain here and we won't have those crops mature quite as early as what they normally would in a good moisture situation. And that way we'll get a little bit more yield. And but, you know, we're looking at September here in another week or so. So it'll be time we'll start looking at some of those early beans and even some early corn could be coming out in September.
All right, anything else?
Nope, just give me an inch of rain this week.